Good morning, science. My name is Alexandra McCall. It is a great pleasure to talk to Chita Vimolu today. She's an inverse vaccine engineer. While she hasn't defended her PhD yet, she's already part of a phenomenal group that is about to launch a brand new startup. The idea is to prevent and to treat severe food allergies even before they become a problem. Chita V, how did this all start out for you? I understand this is fresh off the bench, is it?
It started out, you know, me working on like, you know, something else and optimizing conditions for another project. And then the aha, eureka moment came about a year ago when I just started my fifth year. So PhD students watching this, you know, keep moving. It will come. The aha moment will come. Do not give up. And we have this really cool finding. And so we published this that through a systemic intravenous administration of this antigen conjugate, it leads to really impressive antigen-specific tolerance. So if you think of it as, you probably know all what a vaccine is, I'm guessing, definitely by this point, you know, with the vaccine begins the last sprint.
Yeah, so everybody is an immunologist by now.
So like with the vaccine, you know, you want to stimulate, you want to activate the immune system to that protein, to that, you know, install the pathogen it's seeing. But in our case, we are engineering inverse vaccines. So instead of activating the immune system, you want to suppress the immune system to that particular, install that particular protein. So and that can be really valuable to treat patients with autoimmune disorders, or, you know, in the case of allergies, you know, just like allergies to, like, you know, anything to cat dander, to how house dust mice, and food allergies, right? And your immune system normally, if functioning absolutely normally and correctly, should not recognize these foods as being foreign, and, you know, they should be innocuous signals. But your body recognizes those food antigens as being dangerous and foreign and starts mounting an immune response, and that's what gives rise to food allergy. The incidence of food allergies is really, like, you know, hit, like, you know, record high in the last decade. In the US, it's about 1 in 13 children suffer from food allergy. That's about 2 in every classroom, and that's like a really alarming number. And but in food allergies, to treat food allergies in the clinic, you know, these days, really the only sort of options available to patients are sort of very, very limited. You know, many of them are just like broad immunosuppressive drugs, which really come with so many, like, you know, complications, like, you know, toxic side effects, and they're just not effective in the long run, you know, especially for such a chronic condition. And this year has been a particularly a good one, actually, I should say, for food allergy therapies. The first peanut oral immunotherapy, the first prescription oral immunotherapy has been approved this year.
Sure, yet these desensitization approaches often have side effects, don't they?
It's like heartbreaking. You just like read through all comments of parents putting their children right now through the OIT, the oral immunotherapy, and they're like, Malchai just, like, you know, can't stop vomiting and like having all these like issues, and like, it's just like, we just need better therapy. So this is pretty much like where my work comes in. With this technology, we are inducing tolerance through these peripheral routes, you know, where you don't go with a systemic intravenous injection, but really go for some peripheral routes. We're really leveraging the lymphatics as a good sort of, you know, drainage and sort of targeting system as well, to be able to really treat the allergies, prevent and treat the allergies of those patients in a very safe way. So efficient and safe are really what we're going for. Preventing food allergies has only come to light in the last 5 to 6 years. Like, food allergy prevention was not a thing back then. Before, people thought that to prevent food allergies, you just need to avoid the food, right? Like in babies, like, you just need to, do not expose your child to, like, to peanut or, you know, to milk, otherwise they will develop the food allergy. But, you know, guess what? Guess what? It doesn't work that way. We are really going after not just treatment, but also prevention. So we want to really develop a vaccine against food allergy. food allergies is such an impairment. It's included under the Americans, like, you know, Disabilities Act. You can qualify if you have a food allergy.
Oh, definitely.
You qualify as if you have a disability. It's that.
It's I mean, there are literally cases where touch already of like somebody who held something with peanut. It's unbelievable. The sensitivity level is just beyond anything even I could have imagined before I ever heard about it. As this is like, it's radioactive. It's really crazy.
We really want to prevent it even before it has a chance, even before in like, you know, it like becomes a problem.
Thank you so much for your time.